Recruiting Animal here on November 18th, 2009. Hey, you know, last week I said I didn't like that music, but I kind of got used to it, so I played it again. Now, I got a lot of mail recently, not after last week's show on recruiters and splits, but after the one prior to that. And here's the best bit of email I got. Animal, you are the Tupac Shakur of recruiting radio. I don't know if she meant that to be good. I'm not sure. But look, here's the issue. This is the Recruiting Animal Show, and if it's not for you, don't listen. If it's not for you, don't be a guest. You might be my best buddy on earth, but this show exists independently of you, and it can't be changed for anybody. Listen, you remember the Simpsons episode when Marge gets those guys to make Itchy and Scratchy act nice to each other? Instead of killing each other, they start saying stuff like, I love you. Well, it didn't work. The kids stopped watching, and they had to make it violent again. And listen to me. We're the Itchy and Scratchy at Recruiting Radio. And if you want to make the show boring to suit your own sensitivities, think again. It's not going to happen here. Now, I don't know what this sounds like. I'm having phone problems. But I want to tell you one more thing. And that was all about, you know, the guest. Guests come on. I treat them too rough. That's what the person was trying to say, and so did this one. This guy wrote to tell me I'm too harsh with people because I don't respect their right to have their own ideas. He said, I have as much right to my ideas as you do to yours. And I said, look, when you're brainstorming, an idea is just an idea. But when you start taking it seriously, it's a plan of action. And if you come on the Recruiting Animal Show, we're going to tell you, sorry, it's no good. And if you want to be coddled, go somewhere else. Now, today's guest, he doesn't want to be coddled. His name is Josh Stommel. And I warned him. I said, Josh, if you want to promote something, and he does, I don't think you should come here because my guests, they're going to criticize you. And he said, Animal, don't worry, I'm going rogue. And I said, Josh, I'm glad to hear it, because so are we on Jerry. Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show.
Josh Stommel, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Jerry, can you hear him?
Yeah.
Can everybody hear him?
I can hear him, but he needs to speak up a little.
Okay, that's the money, honey. She means business. Okay, she's like our attack dog. So watch out.
I'm just warming up.
Oh, wait a minute.
I've been up for a few hours.
Well, sorry, Jerry. Are you the attack dog?
No, I wasn't Jerry.
That's Carl. Sorry, he's the recruiting Rottweiler. She's the bloodhound. I'm sorry. You're both canines. What can I say? Okay, well, let's all just say we haven't done this for a while. There's not that many people here yet. Let's say hi to Josh. That's the recruiting Rottweiler.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jerry. Hey, guys. What's up?
CEC Search. Jerry Albright, verbalsummary.com. That allows you to tape your conversations with your candidates or clients and pass them around to people. Jerry, want to say hi to Josh?
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good, Jerry. Good.
It sounds like the dating game, Jerry. Watch out, okay?
Speak up. Speak up.
I'm still.
Maureen, the money, honey. Maureen Sherub. She's the queen bee of telephone sourcing still. Want to say hi to Josh?
Hey, Josh, speak up.
Speak up. I'm warming up.
Okay. 817, is that Jerry Jeff Lipschultz down in Texas?
You got it, Animal. Hey, Josh.
You're still sounding funny, and you're saying hi, Josh.
No, I'm ready to take the headphone off. Sorry.
Okay. Anybody else I missed? Area code 410, who's that?
George Lane here outside D.C.
George Lane. I was talking to you this week. Who are you?
Techie Hunter on Twitter, yeah.
Techie Hunter, yeah. And what was I criticizing you about?
I had my Twitter link up there instead of.
Oh yeah! Oh, you're the new guy. Yeah, he linked to his own Twitter site. Pretty smart, eh? Okay, Josh, are you ready? Now we're gonna go. I got to complain about you, Josh, and it's not that I can't hear you. You don't have a decent picture online. You're the CEO of a company. There's a picture of you in a tie and a raincoat, looking like a little boy smiling at his mom. You know,
like
that's
that.
No good.
I like that.
And it's fuzzy as well. There's another picture of you trying to look cool in a light gray suit against a brick wall, also fuzzy, also small. I had to find a picture, and you can thank me, of you drunk with your buddies in the dark, and I lightened it up and made you look good. You go look at recruitinganimal.com. You look at recruitinganimal.com, he looks pretty good. The girls want to go out with him even though he doesn't have any hair.
I saw that. I have more hair in that picture than all my other ones. That one looked good. I like that one.
Yeah, I didn't hear a thing you said. Okay, so go get a new picture. You're a CEO, okay? Now listen,
I'll get a good one for you.
I had a discussion. I just want to talk about a few things before we get going. I had a discussion with, I can't remember, I think it was Miren Hogan, wouldn't you know it, and Social Devo, Paul Ouellette on Twitter this week, and the question was, would you rather be right or be loved? Now, Miren said everybody wants to be loved, especially women, and I say no, everybody wants to be right, and it's better to be right. If you go to work every day and they say, hey, Josh, you know, you're right. You were right about that yesterday. You know, what do you want them to say? I love you? What do you prefer, being right or being loved, Josh?
Well, I think being right, I mean, not everyone looks at being right as something different. So I don't think there's like a definite answer of what's right and what's wrong.
What kind of guest are you? You told me you were going rogue, and you won't even give us a straight answer.
I'm giving you a straight answer. I think it's a balance of both.
Forget it. Forget it, Jerry. You gonna make a decision?
I'm right, and I am loved.
Okay, Money Honey got a decision.
I think it's a gender line that you're drawing. I think more women want to be loved and more men want to be right.
I want to be right. Rottweiler?
I am right.
Okay. Jerry Jeff?
I'd say right.
Techie Hunter, your first time on the show, are you going to make a decision? Are you a man or a mouse?
Yeah, definitely right, man. I don't care about
being loved. Right's winning. Okay, Josh, you see, you're with people who like to have opinions. They don't sit on the fence, okay? Now, it's time to sing. Did you bring a song?
Yeah, what do you want me to sing for you? I didn't bring one. I didn't know.
I love this part of the show.
What's your favorite song? What song do you think we're all going to know that we can sing with you? Just one verse.
Sexy
Back. How about bringing Sexy Back?
Okay, well, it's just the same words over and over again, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty simple.
Okay, you lead us. Listen, Josh, let me ask you something. Did I tell you not to use a headset? Are you on a headset?
No.
Are you on a landline?
I'm on Skype.
No.
What are you, too cheap? You don't have a landline? Do you have a landline?
It's early. I'm not even at the office yet.
So what?
At the
do you
office?
Have a phone? What, are you calling from your iPhone?
Correct.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, boy. You know what, Corey? It says on there, call from a landline. Okay, I'm going to make you lead the song. Okay, start.
What's the song?
Sexy Back.
Got it.
Oh, he's already got it. He's already got it going.
Start singing.
Ready? I'm bringing sexy back.
Back. I'm bringing sexy back. I don't know the words. What are the words?
I'm bringing sexy back. There you go.
I'm bringing
sexy back. I'm bringing
sexy
back.
What about West Side Story? Maureen, you want to sing the stuff that they had on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then we'll finish this part off.
Sure, what was that?
Officer Kropke, do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, sort of, kind of, but you lead and I'll pick up.
Dear kindly judge, your honor, my parents treat me rough with all their marijuana. They won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had leaping lizards. That's why I'm so bad. Okay.
Remember
animal,
that.
Animal.
Wow,
I missed that part.
Animal.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm Officer Kropke. Is that how it
goes? That's right. Dick.
I invited a few new people to listen to the show this week.
Okay, we'll move on.
This has in the recruiting world and the whole thing, and we're losing them fast.
Okay, we'll go
easy
on.
Easy does it. Easy does it.
Josh.
Coolie cool boy.
Yes.
Josh.
Yes.
Yes, you are a recruiter as well as the CEO of ResumeBucket.com. Not Buckets, Bucket. Do you own Buckets as well, just to protect yourself?
I do. I have a bunch of them.
Okay, good. But you are a recruiter as well. Am I right?
Yes, correct. I've been a recruiter for quite a amount of years, and I also
What's
have a recruiter.
What's quite an amount? We don't talk in vague terms here. What's quite an amount?
Sorry. Quite an amount in internet.com years, so about 6.5.
Okay, great. Okay, 6 years, fine. Now, listen, I'm just going to ask a bit of an irrelevant question that came to me just before the show started. I think it's pretty good. Should a recruiter in a third-party recruiting firm need a base after 2 years in the business?
Need a base in regards to like a home base for their working out?
Compensation.
No, they don't. No.
No? Jerry?
Nope.
No.
Rottweiler?
No. Why? You be taking a cut in commissions, no.
Money, honey?
Absolutely not.
Jerry Jeff?
No.
Techie Hunter?
Nope.
Okay, everybody's against it. But you know what? There's people paying bases, so maybe in this economy you have to.
In the third year?
No, second year. After 2 years, yeah, in the third year.
Interesting.
Okay, I'm going to go back into your history, Jeff. I'm going to take you back. I'm going to take you way back. You told me you were internal. You were an internal recruiter with overseas.net. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Yes, correct.
What is overseas.net?
It's overseas.net. It's one of the largest companies in the world.
The largest what companies? I can't hear you. You want to torture me? You want to wreck my show? Call on a fuzzy phone, okay?
Do you want me to talk louder?
Yeah.
Overseas is one of the largest domain holding companies out there. So we had over 3.2 million domain names that brought in organic traffic to the company and made a lot of money through contextual ads on the web pages. So the goal was to build a company off that traffic that had more consumer-facing products, which included lowfares.com, degrees.com, and a few other web properties.
Okay, and your title there?
It was Senior Business Development and Recruiter.
Okay, and what kind of people were you recruiting?
A combination of tech and non-tech and business development. So everything. So I brought on two recruiters to work with me and then brought in pro developers, CTOs, product managers, marketing managers, search engine marketing people, just across
the
board.
Okay, enough. We got the picture. So you were the senior recruiter, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you told me that one of the biggest things that bugged you when you were there was when you recruited somebody and they said, I don't have my resume with me right now. And then finally, a light went off in your head and you said to yourself, I'm going to build a website that's going to make a fool out of anybody who ever tries to tell me that again. And I'm going to call it resumebucket.com after photobucket.com. Is that true as well?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So Resume Bucket, do you have an elevator speech about Resume Buckets? Is it interesting?
No, I can give you
a
10-second one.
How come you don't have an elevator speech? Let me ask you that. You're a CEO.
I didn't say no. I said I'll give you a good one. You ready for a 10-second elevator pitch? Resume Bucket is the world's first, is the biggest online site for people to put their resume online for free. It takes 10 seconds to sign up. It lets employers search the database completely for free, and it's a way for you to hold your resume online and get discovered.
I like that. That's not bad. Congratulations.
How many are on it?
I just made it up. I don't really want to give the exact number, but it's
how long have you been in business? So you're new, right? You're new.
We've been live for about a year and a half.
Okay.
A year. Yeah. This site, the first iteration was completely different, but it's been live for about a little over a year, and we're growing pretty fast now. You can look at the traffic numbers, get an idea.
Now, listen, I listened to your, interview with Total Picture Radio just before this show, and I got to ask you, so do you want me to, follow through with the exact same questions as him first, or do you want to give me to give you the criticism? Because I put out a request for criticism on Twitter today, and I got some.
Yeah.
You want me to hit you with that first?
This is your show. You do whatever your heart desires.
No, you're the guest. You know what? I would have given you the hard stuff no matter what you said. So you got to give me a straight answer, though. Not this is your show. I'm going to like a little of both, okay?
Don't lead him down a primrose path, animal.
Okay. I wasn't given the go-ahead to say who said this. If he's on the line or calling in, I'll mention his name, but he said they copied LinkedIn, and there's nothing on their site that LinkedIn doesn't do as far as resumes go.
That's a really easy answer. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
That's completely wrong. LinkedIn is not geared for everyone. LinkedIn is geared for professionals. More and more, they're trying to get students and people on the site. However, you're not going to find upcoming high school kids on there or kids that are just graduating high school. You're not going to find mechanical engineers. You're not going to find guys who are working on aircraft. LinkedIn is not for everyone. That's
why.
Bottom line.
Prove it.
Are you saying you're not going to find grunts on LinkedIn?
No, I'm saying you are more likely to find lower-level people, or people who just got out of high school, or people in middle America, you're more likely to find them on a site like Resume Bucket than you are on LinkedIn. That's what I'm saying. I agree with that.
You
are
do?
Don't know what middle America LinkedIn less is. Qualified or something?
No, not at all. I'm just telling you, people aren't as savvy in there. They don't understand. They don't know. If you did a sample survey, even if you did a brand, hey, do you know what LinkedIn is? Have you used it? Or do you know what Resume Bucket is? I guarantee you people are going to side with the brand familiarity of Resume Bucket versus LinkedIn. LinkedIn is not for everyone, period.
Hey, Jerry, you deal with Motorheads. What's your opinion of that?
Well, I hadn't heard of Resume Buckets, and so I've been checking it out. It looks reasonable.
But do you think the LinkedIn deal is correct?
You know, Jerry Jeff, you're not the host. You answer your own questions. You don't go interviewing the other callers for me, okay? Do you have an opinion?
Is that a rule now, Animal? No intermingling?
Well, I mean, he's going on. You're invading. If you would have given him an answer, I would have said, sure, go ahead. But you're not even answering.
I have a question. Do you think, Jeff, it's because Resume is more recognizable as a product than LinkedIn, the name LinkedIn?
Sorry, first of all, my name is Josh. I just want to – he announced my name wrong. My name is Josh, not Jeff.
I was talking to Jerry,
Jeff. Sensitive? I told you, if you're sensitive, don't come on the show.
No, I'm not sensitive. I just want to correct it so we don't go the whole show.
Oh, yeah. He's sensitive. I was talking to Jerry Jeff. Who's Jerry Jeff? Jerry Albright, right?
No, I'm Jerry.
Oh,
okay,
we're all mixed
Josh
up.
Talk.
Who's Jerry
let
Jeff?
Josh talk. Let Josh talk, please.
What was the question? Sorry, do you think Resume is what? Sorry.
Next question.
Maureen, do you have a question, Maureen?
Yeah, I was wondering if you think Resume Bucket is more easily identifiable as a resume site than the word LinkedIn for many people like mechanical engineers.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point, I think, of the original Resume Bucket domain came from Photo Bucket because, you know, Photo Bucket really became popular when MySpace was just growing. They didn't allow all the photos on it. So I think the reason I think Resume Bucket was a good URL was because of the brand familiarity. I think also the interface. And my goal is to make the site so easy and simple to use that when they hit the site, within 3 seconds, they understand what they're there for. And I think they're going to understand
that. Let me interrupt you since we dragged out that meaningless question about resume buckets. Okay. So here's the thing. But on LinkedIn, you can upload your own resume. You don't have to just complete a profile. You can upload a resume now, too. Am I right?
I'm not aware.
I was there yesterday.
I'm not aware of that.
Yes, you can. You can, but I don't know if the resumes are searchable on LinkedIn. Does anybody know that?
No, you have to search the profile.
Dave Graziano, you want to talk?
Yeah.
At David Graziano, go ahead, Dave. Talk louder, please. I've got enough quiet people.
Who's running the vacuum cleaner in the background?
I don't know. I think it's my phone.
Like that, Carl?
It's my side business. I'm cleaning houses now.
Hey, come on. The guy's here only for an hour. Ask him a question already.
You can search people by keywords, for keywords like in their skill sets, which will be posted in their profile. And then
we know how LinkedIn works. You think we're idiots?
Animal. And if they've posted their resume on their profile, you can then get the resume.
But we can't search the resume.
Not in LinkedIn right now. There's rumors that is coming.
Okay, but resume buckets allows you to search the resume. It's searchable by recruiters. Am I right, Josh?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. Want to add something about that? Do you want to elaborate on the searchability or what?
Yeah. If LinkedIn comes out the feature to search resumes on the site, that's great. The price point's going to be pretty high, as we could all imagine. Resume Bucket, I have some really good tools and parsers and technology that we're rolling out which is going to pretty much have all the ways you could search resumes on Monster, Dyson, Hotjobs. We're building that technology to have that search capability. And if we do, in the future, come out with a price point, it's going to be very, very cheap.
Like?
Access to the database from $50 to $90 a month.
Is that cheap? Cheaper than Monster, right?
Yeah, way cheaper. Way cheaper.
Yeah, but you don't have
there.
As much there. You don't have as much
nope.
there yet.
That's
just pointing
why,
that
that's
out.
Why, correct. That's why I'm not charging that yet.
Okay. Now, someone pointed something out to me that you've got a number of spelling errors on the front page, and I checked it out myself. It's true. And this guy said, "What was this written in India? Come on." I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to tell them to you right now so you can go back to who's ever responsible or yourself. It says, the scenario is far too common. Two is spelled T-O instead of T-O-O, okay? And then you say, we provide all services, it should say all the services, needed to connect people in similar industries via searchable keywords, okay? So that's a minor one. And so there's a couple of spelling errors, just so you know. I asked for it, and I'm giving you everything I was given. And someone else had a more serious criticism. When you search there, you have to search by zip code. You can't search by city. And there's no zip code widget on most sites. If they ask you to search for a zip code, they give you the opportunity to find the zip code right there. You don't. Why not?
That's a good. That's a tool that I will put in the next iteration. I don't have it because I didn't think about it, and I didn't have it as a priority, and I just didn't get it done. It's
can
a,
you answer a question for
resources.
Me?
Yeah.
Can you answer a question for me? How come people?
I don't
why
have
do people
it.
Say,
I don't.
Why do people say iteration instead of version? I don't like that word.
Well, people have their own words, you know? People say how they want to say it. I don't know.
No,
iteration,
Jeff, didn't
version,
you hear my introduction?
Time?
I'm sorry, you know, HR Margo told me I was shouting so loud she couldn't even make it out, it was too fuzzy. But what I said was that ideas count. Ideas aren't just ideas. It's not that everybody has their own ideas about what words are good and what words aren't, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so listen.
I think version goes along more with like a software than a web-based platform. That's also something that you need to know. Like, software companies, the version term comes from like software, version 1.1, version 2. And web-based sites and different landing pages, people refer to it as iteration. So that's
okay.
Iteration.
Is HR Margo? Yeah. Okay. Is HR Margo on the line? No, because she made a. Yes, you're here.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, get ready because you said
you was wrong. I don't want to be right.
Right. Okay. Good. You said if it's not bad. That wasn't bad. So you said online. You said resume bucket is just so-so. You're talking to the CEO. Tell him why.
Okay. Here's the thing. There are so many online job boards. I don't see you differentiating yourself from Monster, from Career Builder. You know, it just no offense, but it just looks kind of passé to me. Now, I have no right to be critical because right now I'm in the job market. But as a savvy job searcher, I'm looking for the very best place to put my resume.
You know what? You walked right into this guy. You gave him he wanted to tell me how it's different from Monster, how it's different from Visual CV,
excellent
how it's
data.
Different from Craigslist. So now's your chance, Josh.
Excellent.
Go ahead. Monster first.
Cool.
How come? How's it different?
Awesome. Thanks for comparing me to Monster and Crippled. I mean, those are public companies that are ridiculous, huge powerhouses. So thank you for at least bringing that up. That's awesome.
Oh, come on. You can't do that.
Monster. Well, here's the deal. Monster. You want, let's start with Monster. Monster is old school. It's been around for a while. Monster is a site that takes you 5-10 minutes to sign up. And once you're live, again, back to the problem I started Resume Bucket, you don't have a link that you could say, hey, Animal, share this with everyone. Monster.com/bam, HR Margo.
Okay, so Monster doesn't give you a profile, a web link
Bingo.
That goes straight to your profile.
Bingo. Now it's one.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
In this, in today's, right now, just because they heard that. So the reason is that if you want to get a job, Margo, you need to be extremely proactive of networking, sharing your profile out there, and getting picked up and getting awareness. You're not going to do that on Monster or Hotjobs or CareerBuilder or Dice. You're going to get big corporate companies who are paying massive dollars to access their database, and they're boring, crappy companies, a lot of them, and they're going to be contacting you left and right. But if you have a resume on Resume Bucket and a unique URL, you need to start putting your bio out there, putting your link on your Twitter, putting
your
link.
You know, the first part of your answer was better than the second one, okay? But
okay. But anyway, the point is that they don't give you the tools to
most
share
people
want to
be found. The idea is, Jeff, just in case you
correct.
Don't know it, most people want to be found. They don't want to be proactive. So, you know, the site that you're on where people are going to bug you, that's the best site to be on. Just so you know. Okay, so for Monster, in the meantime, you're smaller than them, but you've got an individual link that you can put into an email and send to people, right? And which is kind of good.
Optimize. Yeah, and we
I'm going to help you. Let me help you. People, or you send a resume to somebody, you've got an attachment. For all they know, it's a virus. If you give them a link, say my resume's online, they can see it, and maybe they'll be feel safer going there. Okay, that's something, isn't it? Visual CV. How are you different from Visual CV?
Visual CV guys are great. Visual CV allows people to build more of a creative, interactive resume where they can. So Visual CV targets people who have more of a portfolio or want to put their references and want to attach documents and PowerPoint presentations. Just more of a one-stop hub place to have everything. And again, back to my original approach is that not everyone, it's not for everyone. Not everyone has all those documents. Not everyone has all that stuff. So, that's the difference. Resume Bucket will take 5-10 seconds to sign up. Visual CV, you build more of a creative personal brand for yourself there.
Okay, but you've also got a resume builder on your site for people who don't have,
have one. Correct.
Have one, right? Okay, so what percentage is that? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. It's only about 7% of signups right now. We haven't really pushed it, and I'm not really happy with the current builder. My plan is to completely rebuild a really, really good resume builder with a bunch of templates and make it a lot more sexy.
Okay. What about Craigslist? That's cheap. That's searchable. Lots of people use it.
Yes, that's exactly. So in who is Resume Bucket? My plan is to come in at a Craigslist meets kind of a Monster median. So Craigslist is so simple, it's contextual, it's really easy to use, and people know it. It's out there. To post a job, it's $25, you get a lot of traction. But the quality of candidates you get from postings are not the best. And the quality and caliber of candidates aren't necessarily always the best. So
you're pretty good.
You're not screening your candidates either, right? You're not going to screen your candidates. In fact, let me say something, comment on what you said before. It sounds like your site, you're seeing LinkedIn as sort of the elite professionals, and your site is sort of the middle class, working class kind of guys. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, there's always going to be outliers.
One.
Correct.
The very best.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what? One more thing about Craigslist. You said the quality isn't good. What do you mean? The formatting? Because you don't use a fancy format on your site either for the resume.
No, yeah, look at my grammar. No, not at all. Quality is always the terms of what you're looking for. So I'm just saying that I wanted a product that is a little above Craigslist and fits in below Monster Hot Jobs Career Builder type of company.
Okay.
That's what I
is
want.
Is anybody
That's
who wants to go rogue with Jeff, who, Josh, who has it? You see, Maureen, you got me calling him Jeff again.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
God's sake.
Anybody wants to go rogue with Josh who hasn't had a chance? There's a lot of people on the line now. Anybody who hasn't talked who wants to talk? Techie Hunter? You could be a star.
I'm curious about this resume bucket. I've never heard about it. I mean, how many resumes do you have in there? What type of people?
He said he doesn't want to say. If you'd listen, you wouldn't ask that question.
In terms of breakdown, I mean, the most type people that come there, I mean, is it... Would you say
that's a good question? That's a good question.
Sorry, the question is what are the user base, like what kind of people are coming to the site?
Yeah, what kind of people?
Demo. So, all I could really say is that actually a larger percentage is coming from Florida and California for resume signups. The database is pretty large. So the database is
across
the board.
How does it break down? I mean, how many internal auditors are there on your site, right? That's what he's asking. How many internal auditors do you have a breakdown in terms of the kind of jobs that are posted there, of people, the kind of job titles, rather? Any?
I do
probably not,
not,
right?
I, I do not have a breakdown of that. No.
Isn't there a government site that lists how many of each profession are working in it somewhere?
We don't want to know in general. We want to know on his site. I mean, like, if I'm paying him $90 a month to search it, it would be nice to know.
Okay.
No, I understand, you know, but I'm wondering if Josh has any numbers.
Hold on, everybody. I just search for auditor within 2,000 miles of my zip code, because my zip code's the only one I know. There are 395.
On resume bucket?
Some of them might be IT auditors. We're not sure, okay? But there's you got something good. Is there someone trying to catch my attention there? No?
Must be the person vacuuming your office.
Laura V's, yeah, I think that's my phone, actually. Maybe I should go off and call back in. Laura Vieser came on. Do you want to say anything, Laura, from Alberta? She's got a nice voice. That's just what I'm asking her.
She's just a listener.
Okay, she's a lurker. Maybe she's gone already. Okay, so, you know, Josh, you got an idea of what we're like. Do you have any questions or statements you want to make that we haven't asked you about?
No, I mean, I love all the questions. This is all really good tips for me as we build.
Yeah, but do you have anything you'd like to say to us?
I got a question for you here.
I thought of another one. Yeah, your name on Twitter is Resume Bucket CV. Am I right?
That's actually not our branded Twitter name. It's actually just Resume Bucket, if you look.
Okay, but I'm subscribed to Josh Dommel, and it's Resume Bucket CV.
Yeah,
Twitter.
There is. I just actually put that last week live. My idea of getting more social traffic and impressions is
automatic. Yeah, but you know what? All you're putting out there is links to people's resumes. What's the point of that?
That's what I'm saying. That's not the point. That was not. If you look at the Twitter name Resume Bucket, that's the name that you should be looking at. The point of what you're looking at right now is something brand new that I just put together a week ago that automatically triggers when someone signs up. It blasts. It puts it onto Twitter with hashtags. So we're getting more viral. Again, back to who asked that question? Why would I use Resume Bucket when I'm looking for a job over Monster Hot Jobs? There's one point right there. If you're on Resume Bucket, we're helping you do the social branding, and we're helping get impressions and eyeballs to your resume from doing something like that.
Check the better. Julia Stone, are you on the line, or are you just Julia Stone's back? And it says, check better comments for another question. I don't understand. I mean, what's the story there? Okay, somebody else. There's lots of people here. Anybody else want to ask a question? Is it all me? Because I have more stuff to talk about.
Hey, Josh.
Dave Graziano again from New Jersey.
Rhode Island.
Sorry, he just sounds like he's from New Jersey. Go ahead.
That's shit I got to put up with. Why, if I was looking for talent, what kind of business would I be? What recruiting niche would I be in where I would choose your site over, as Margot previously said, all of the other ones that are out there?
So didn't we cover this? Go ahead.
We may have, but I want to hear it more clearly, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. It's just really simple. It's really simple, okay? As a recruiter or a sourcer out there or a headhunter, you want sources to find talent, okay? And if you find a source that's going to help you make one hire, it clearly is going to pay for that resource. All Resume Bucket is another source for you to use, which is very, very simple. Action is that it's, trust me that I know how to build a resume database, and I will get a lot of resumes into this system, and then I will come to you with a price point that is cheaper than anybody else out there, and it will pay for itself. That is my goal. It's another resource, and it's going to have a massive, wide database.
So if I understand you correctly, then that's your basic business model. Your basic business model is to create another large resume database that regardless of who's searching it, it can meet their needs.
There's two angles. That is one, and the other angle is to provide... Two angles. One is the one that you just said. The other is to provide consumers with one of the best tools to put their resume online, manage it online, manage their online identity, and have multiple different versions of the resume online for free. That's the other side. So two complete sides.
But can't I do that with all of the other players in that same space? With the second part,
why do you go? Hey Dave, though, why would you have to
pick one over the other. I mean, the dude's got a bunch of resumes. Check them out.
Other people do the other side, like Visual CV and Resume Bear and Immerse. They do the other side, but they don't do the other. They don't do both sides, and they don't link them together, and they don't incorporate and build a technology to match the two together. They don't. Nobody does.
Okay, Julia finally posted. I have to ask a question on Julia. Julia, are you here? Julia Stone, are you online? Okay, no. She's got a question. She says, is any other recruiter, you know, it's not good enough for her to put it on Twitter. She says, look at the Blog Talk Radio comments, and like, I have to find them while I'm doing the show. I never looked there.
Where would this be?
I don't know. They're somewhere. But go at Animal, and I'll see it. She says, is there any other recruiter tired of having people tell you that it just takes one hire to justify paying for yet another database? That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good comment. It's more like a sigh of frustration. Do you want to address it, or you just want to shrug it off?
I didn't hear anybody mention that, but it's a reasonable question.
I think it's
Do you understand
great question.
It, Josh?
I don't understand.
She thinks it's a bad. I got to tell you, there's some. You got to go and look up Animal when we get off. I'm going to read you a couple of comments that are pretty hard hitting. Here's BizWorker Julia. She says, "Is any other recruiter tired of being sold in this way? Say, oh, just you know, it's all you have to do is make one more placement and that'll pay for our database. Well, what about all the other databases you're doing the same thing for?" She says, "You have to have a compelling reason to sign up for another database. You can't just say." Oh, you know what? You only got to make one placement, and that justifies it. She says she's heard it too many times. That's all. That's all I'm feeding.
The good thing is put it this way, we're free. You don't got to pay for anything. You don't have to pay for anything.
No,
for a
she's
while.
A recruiter. You're not going to be free for recruiters. You want to charge us. That's
I'm free
the
right now, though.
Money.
I just said I'm free right now, and I'm going to be free for quite a bit.
Okay, now here's another guy. Hold on. I got to get these Twitter comments in. Shannon Myers, she's another bright girl. She says, the guest on the Animal Show says companies who use Monster, Career Builder, and Dice are crappy companies, but he wants to come in as a mix of Craigslist and Monster. Don't diss those companies, Josh. You're digging yourself a hole.
I never said they're crappy. I said they've been around. They're big powerhouses, and they're old school. And I'm trying
no,
to...
No, old school you didn't define except the URL. You said old school. The only difference is you said that you got a URL and they don't. Now, that's significant. That's a good selling point. But then you said, let me finish this. You said, who's going to call you there? A bunch of lousy companies. That's not true, okay? You shouldn't say that.
I've never said they're... Why would I say they're crappy companies when they're publicly held large market cap companies?
Can we talk about the price points that are out there now? Can we talk about the price points that are out there now?
Okay, go ahead.
Josh?
Go ahead, Maureen. Lead it.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering if Josh can tell us about the price points that are out there now. What is Monster cost? What is Career Builder cost?
There's no reason for me. I don't know the actual recent numbers. I know the ranges. I don't have the actual numbers because I'm not planning on...
Ranges are fine. What is it? What are the ranges?
Okay. I mean, so I'm not, again, like I said, I'm not starting to charge for any of the user base, right? I'm not charging. So I don't know the landscape accurately right now, and I don't need to because I don't plan on it this second. However, Monster right now charges anywhere from $500 to $800 a month for access. Career Builder is extremely a lot cheaper.
Is that per company, per person? How does that work?
It's per license for one, but you know, usually multiple people use it. So Monster ranges from like 500 to 900 a month, depending on how many resume views. Career Builder is 300 to 500-ish. Dice.com, it's about 6,000 you can get them down to for a year of access. And obviously LinkedIn, LinkedIn, it really ranges.
And
LinkedIn, you
could
pay $25,000. LinkedIn's charging a lot of money now for the full service, right?
Yeah.
What are they charging now?
$25,000 for their new...
Who cares?
Really?
The recruiter tool they charge a lot for.
Wait, who said who cares?
Okay, is that Rayanne?
Yes.
You have a question, Rayanne? Menopause? She's Miss Menopause, Josh.
She's surprised
Watch
that
out.
Somebody would say who cares to,
yeah,
to this
conversation.
Yeah,
surprised that somebody would say who cares about LinkedIn.
Yeah, maybe I gave it the wrong figure. I have to watch it, but I know they have a very new program that's quite expensive. Okay, I want to say hi to Mark Sullivan, Mark D. He says, sorry I'm late. Looks like a plain job board to me. please do some critical analysis of this website for me. And he gives a link. I don't know where the link goes. If he wants to get some critical analysis, come into the show on time. Mark, are you on the line? Mark, are you on the line?
Some of us actually work, Animal.
Okay, it's lunchtime. I put the show on Wednesday at lunch.
Leanne, are you kidding me? This is work.
Not in Arizona,
are you kidding
Animal.
Me?
Listening to this is work.
It's not lunchtime in Southern California where it's
true.
80 degrees.
That's true, Animal.
Okay, I forgot I'm worldwide. Hey, there's a bunch of new
She's
people.
Right.
Does anybody want to ask Josh a question? Bunch of new people here. Just open the lines. Nope. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, who is it? Speak up.
Yo, this is Jeff from Southern California. I just want to let you know that Resume Buck has actually helped me get a really great job.
Cool.
Jeff, do you want to identify yourself a little better than that? Are you? Because we might be a shill.
How much did Resume Buck pay you?
Shill.
Resume Buck actually paid me nothing, but I want to let you guys know that I'm surprised none of you guys have any idea of this site because it's all over the place, and it
okay.
pains me to see that. Some technical
What's your job?
Like yourself.
What's your job?
Great. This is great. Don't get offended. Don't leave.
No.
What's your job?
I work business development for Strategic Corps, and actually my resume was posted on Resume Bucket when the site first opened a couple years ago. I have no idea.
How'd you find out about the Animal Show?
I've listened to the Animal before. I like his tech stuff. But
really?
Regardless.
And you do business development? Why are you listening to a recruiting show?
He's not only the president,
How did you find Resume Bucket? How did you first find Resume Bucket?
Okay, well, first of all, I was looking for a way to post my resume online, and I know the other competitors, which I don't know if you guys know about. Who are the competitors of Resume Bucket?
You know who the new animal in town is? This is worthy.
No, regardless. Who, come on, let's see if you guys did your research. Who are the competitors of Resume Bucket? There's three main competitors.
Who?
And LinkedIn is not one of them.
Okay,
tell
who
us.
Are they?
Oh, please tell us.
No, see, you guys got to do your research.
No, don't ask the questions. We ask you.
Yeah.
You speak up. Don't play games with me.
No, young man, you got to do your research.
No. If you're interviewing someone, you should know who the competitors are. There's Resume. There's Emerce. There's Visual CV. Emerce was just acquired by AOL. You guys are technical people, and you know nothing about the tech world.
OhioMeansJobs.com. Hey, you guys, have a freebie. OhioMeansJobs.com has partnered with Monster, and they're giving Ohio employers free access to all resumes.
Did you ask me if you could do a plug for you? I would gladly say, Janice.
I'm not talking to anybody. That's the
government. Go ahead.
That's the government.
Who was that?
That's great.
Okay, good job. Well, the show's falling apart. I'm going to have to start cutting people off. Look, Jeff, I'm talking to Jeff. Josh, are you still here? The guest, are you still here?
I'm here.
Do you want to ask Jeff? Do you want to say something to Jeff? He's your admirer. That's glad.
Jeff,
I'm really happy you called in. Thank you. Do you want to say something to Josh?
What time's your tea time?
Jerry, can you be quiet? I just want to get these two guys on. Jeff, anything else you'd like to say? Okay.
Sorry, Jeff, you said that, what was the first competitor that you said? You said there are three competitors. You said LinkedIn and who else? Sorry?
LinkedIn, the Visual CV, and Emerce, correct? I mean, unless I'm missing someone else.
Did you say LinkedIn? No,
what's the difference? Did you go on those as well?
Yeah, I have resumes on all of them. And the fact is that my resume was searchable on all of them, and I found out the Resume Bucket provided me the most access to all the different companies. People had access to me. People were in contact with me through Resume Bucket and not through Emerce and not through Visual CV. Bottom line.
Okay. Cool. Great. You don't want to tell us your name or identity, right?
I mean, do you really need to know? It's Jeff Green.
Well, I mean, it would add some credibility, but if you don't want to, I understand that. No problem. I'm just going to move on. If you want, I'll give you that opportunity.
No, I work for Strategic Corps. We don't have a website right now, but I'm doing business development on yes2edu.com, and they picked me up on Resume Bucket.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it. Josh, this guy, if he's not already your friend, he should become your friend, okay? Okay, anything else? Anybody got some more questions? Josh, let me come back to you. Do you have something you'd like to talk about that hasn't been addressed?
No, I'm just Just keep shooting away. I just want to make it clear. Like, I want people to understand why we're different.
Okay, I got to tell you, that was good. That guy calling in for you when
well,
you know you were really being.
Well, I just looked through his resume, and it's not on Resume
up.
Buckets.
Yeah.
He didn't give us his name.
Yeah,
he
did.
Jeff Green.
If you.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Well, I couldn't hear it.
You need if you. Let me show you guys.
Hey, Jerry. He has a job now, so maybe he pulled it.
That's another feature we didn't mention. You can leave your resume there,
right,
put a password on it, and then you can send it out to people who you want to see it. So it does have an interesting feature that way. Perhaps other sites have it as well. I don't know. I've never seen it before.
Can we not just send people a resume anymore? I mean, you got to use some tool. I mean,
if you're in a company, Jerry. If you're in a company and you don't want to just have it out there so your boss sees it, you can actually send Jerry, this is my resume, this is the password to see it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, and I'm going to commend Josh for that. That's a
Thanks.
Good feature.
Thank you.
Okay.
I also want to... Yeah.
Go ahead, Josh.
Wait a minute. How does that make sense at all?
I don't understand that.
If you got an email account, you can send them a hard copy. I mean, you can send them an electronic... copy of your resume. They don't need a password.
Okay, could you do that? Could you do that? Could you do that over the phone? Could you do that over the phone? Could you send someone an electronic copy of your resume while you're talking to them right now?
Josh, why are you so angry?
Of course
I'm not angry. Don't tell him that. We're beating the hell out of this guy, Ryan. If you haven't noticed.
Computer. I press the send button and my resume goes right to him.
Okay. Well, how do you do that while you're? How do you do that? How do you do that when you're driving on the freeway? How do you do that when you're getting on an airplane?
Whoa, dude! I don't drive on the freeway and talk to somebody about sending them my resume.
Well guess what? Many people do.
Oh, okay. So we'll put a big check mark next year. You can send your resume from driving in.
Good. Yeah. Do it. Do it while you're sitting on the beach. While you're sitting on the beach in Mexico, wherever you are. When I was working at Yahoo, I worked at Yahoo in Pasadena. My job was to bring in 45 people into the company every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You know how many people did not get a chance to interview or get a job because they were traveling or they were on vacation and they couldn't get me their CV or resume? LinkedIn is not a solution for hiring managers. Do you know how many people didn't have that?
Whoa!
Why? Wait! Say that. Why isn't LinkedIn a solution?
That one jumped the shark, there, buddy.
Wow!
A lot of companies don't qualify LinkedIn as an actual resume. You're not going to have bullet point after bullet point of confidential metrics of what you've done for a company.
Okay, you didn't. You know what? We didn't mention that either.
What you're talking about then is companies that rely mostly on passive recruiting and not Jerry Albright, Dave Graziano style of recruiting, which is go after the SOB and find them. What you're
Dave Graziano, you're right. That's what a job board is. It's not passive recruit. It's not going out looking for people. Now, there's something else there. That we didn't mention. Wait a second. Let me talk. I'm the host. It's my show. Now, look, he's got a feature. He's got a feature there that he's got analytics. So you can actually see how many people have looked at your resume and where they've come from. Am I right, Josh?
Yes, you are right. And it's going to get even better than that.
That's very cool.
The Holy Grail. Everybody on Monster wanted that for about 20 years. Now, let me ask you, what do you do? Call them up and say, I noticed you looked at my resume. Why didn't you call me?
You could do whatever your little heart desires, but people like to know what's going on.
What's going on is nobody's calling.
So I guess you got to do some changes. You got to change your little objective, or you got to do something different if nobody's contacting you.
I guess you would have known that by the fact that nobody was calling.
Yeah, but you know what? You know that they're looking at you and saying they don't want you this way, right? They're saying you're missing something.
If the feature doesn't provide the service that you need, then just don't use the feature. It might be somebody else might need it. Okay?
I'm just pointing out that it doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
That's your personal.
That's
your personal.
Unless the user uses it.
Everybody wants to know why they weren't selected why their resume was not selected to be reviewed and they weren't selected for an interview. Because in that, you learn a lot about your background and skills
but
you need
to have.
But he's
not giving them that.
Yeah, that information wouldn't be there.
Well, he's just saying,
but if you call them up and
ask
them,
it just has
what
views.
About giving them that? What about giving them a critique page for those who look at it
nobody's
if they want to critique
that
it?
Stuff out, Maureen. They're blazing through resumes. They don't care. This guy, that gal, they're out.
I don't
they're
know. If applicants are, if they're truly interested in what
yes,
people
you're
are
right.
thinking.
You're absolutely right. I will build a feature where it will allow them. You're right. People aren't going to take the time to put comments and criticism, but they will use like a 10-point Likert scale or a star rating where they could quickly thumbs up, thumbs down, five stars, eight stars, which will suffice.
I wouldn't.
Yes,
what?
Yes, they would.
No,
nobody
on earth
time
would
on
do
that.
That.
Nobody would even.
Hey.
Nobody.
Hey,
throw
do you guys know StumbleUpon?
Yeah.
StumbleUpon is a site that let people go to look and stumble upon sites where people could provide a thumbs up, thumbs down, or a star critique.
It might be a way.
People will.
Excuse me.
There are people
that are going to be looking at resumes are HR professionals and recruiters. They're never going to expose themselves to any kind of liability by putting a thumb up, thumb down. It's not going to happen. It doesn't matter if I'm confidential or not. I also have work to do. I'm only going to look at resumes that are any good for me or my client, and I'm not going to spend 1 millisecond longer doing anything that might be valuable to your user community.
And nobody
will. That's you. That's you. You're absolutely wrong.
No, that's not
you're
me, dude. That's 100,000.
No, hold on. Wait a minute, Carl. Carl, hold on a second. Now, if I was a paying customer, I would offer feedback on maybe why I was passing up some people if, based on the amount of feedback I give for you to get to your candidates, if I get a lower rate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so there you go. There's an answer. There's
I'm not
going to
charge you anything
could
for that.
Do.
You can have it.
And you'll get more.
I want to let two people. It's very interesting, Carl. You said some interesting stuff. I tend to agree with him. Jerry's very creative about that, but it ain't going to work. Two people.
It
would Paris
work.
22. If Paul is on the line, he's been leaving a lot of interesting messages on Twitter. If Paul Paris is here, I'll let him speak. And Janice Worthington, I'll give her a chance. First, Paul Paris, are you on the line? You're here. We can barely hear you.
Hold on.
Yeah. You know, the guy's got a radio show of his own. He doesn't know how to talk on Blog Talk Radio. Please, give me a break.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Paul, you want to talk to Josh?
Basically, I want to go back to the inference that it's not a copycat of LinkedIn. I can post anybody's profile on LinkedIn and pull it up. Well, an employer can call me while I'm driving my car and say, my profile and resume is out on LinkedIn. Here's my profile link URL, and they can pull it up. That's number one. Number two is you say that you basically it's for professionals. Well, I just did a check on LinkedIn. There's over 8,500 truck driver profiles that are out on LinkedIn.
He kind of implied that LinkedIn is more for professionals and his is for maybe unskilled and skilled workers.
Well, I mean,
right.
Did you say 80,000 truck drivers?
8,500.
And so, that, you know, in a world of what I'm sure Josh is calling professional, they wouldn't be considered professional.
Okay, they're workers, though.
Like
I mean, I'm impressed.
Things like that. The other side of your website, which is the job search part, is basically anybody that has 100 hours a month to spend can do, because basically all it is a job board aggregator that's populating your job board. You're not doing anything to bring in clients. You have simply hired, just feeding your job board jobs to make it look like you have jobs out there.
Yeah, but that's not really the function. I mean, he's not providing jobs for these guys. He's providing a resume place for them for other people to search them out. That's the main function.
Where did the template come from? I mean, looking at the template resume came from a website that you just went to and copied and pasted.
I don't care if he did it. If I came up with an idea that I can make money off of, I don't care if I copied somebody else or it's low rent. I want to give Janice the time now before we go on. Let me just ask Jerry, are you having the after show?
Yeah, man. Hopefully it'll calm down a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to give Janice before we finish the formal show. Janice, you want to make that announcement now?
Yeah, we were at a networking meeting last night.
Exec job coach. Well, let's get people stuff. That was Paris 22. Paris22 on Twitter was just talking. HR Margo was talking, and now exec job coach. Go ahead.
OhioMeansJobs.com. This is not a commercial.
Say it nice and slow. Nice and slow. I didn't understand a word you said. Nice and slow.
The government, the Obama stimulus, has given the states money. They have partnered with Monster.com. They will give employers access to all of their resumes for free.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get that?
I need that, too.
Now, this is in Ohio, but all states have been given stimulus money to partner with private organizations. They picked Monster.com, and immediately all resumes posted on Monster.com were transferred over to Ohio Means Jobs, which means all Ohio employers have access to resumes for free.
Okay, what site do the Ohio employers have to go to get access to Monster? There's a site called Ohio what?
Ohio Means, M-E-A-N-S, Jobs.
OhioMeansJobs.com. So Maureen's down there in Ohio. She was sourcing someone in Ohio. She could go to Ohio Means Jobs and look on, not that she would, but she could look on Monster for people. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's amazing. And you say all states are going to offer this, or some states will. Whoever.
Well, no, all states
they have the money to do it.
They have the money.
And they have to, by law, begin a program that does something like this.
Wow.
You know, I'm in the middle of trying to register for that right now, and I just love some of the government's finest work. it looks like it's going to be a breeze. I've seen nothing but red error messages here the whole time, but I'm trying.
Now, you're in Indiana. I wonder,
I'm an Ohio
sense.
Employer as well.
Huh.
Okay.
I'm
so, Josh,
six different
Josh,
states.
Yes, Josh, we're yes, coming sir. To the end of the show. I've really enjoyed the show. I got to admire you. We went rogue. I think we went rogue.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Don't start over using that phrase.
No.
Okay.
Come on,
Animal. Yeah, give me a break. We're going to end the show, but then, you know, these guys have an after show. It's going to be broadcast. I wasn't sure. It's not going to be broadcast today, but it's going to be taped. And anybody who's calling in, if they want to call in now to get on the after show, they have to. There's 15 people here now. You can stay for the after show. Josh, is there anything else you'd like to say before we end the show?
No, I got some amazing tips, some really good feedback. There's some more features on the site that you guys could check out. There's, you know, we have internal resume writing coaches. We have sample cover letters, sample resumes. But again, just remember is that, you know, there's two parts to this. We're helping people put their resume online, build a personal brand, and give them amazing social tools and metrics so they know what's going on with their bios and their resumes. And at the other end, we want to help employers and entrepreneurs and people who want to start companies. We want to help everyone collaborate with like-minded people. So the fact that we're open and free was our goal, to help people find a like-minded people.
Yeah, your goal is to make money. I mean, I wish people would say, instead of help, I want to make money, and I can make money by helping you make money.
That wasn't my number one goal. That's not my number one goal. I have Neil Hire.
It's my number one goal. It's my number one goal, and it should be yours as well. Unless you're doing so well in that other recruiting business, you can just, you know, do this as a charitable project, and I don't believe that for a second. But listen, you call back anytime you want with any new features, or, you know, even if we don't have to do a whole show, we'll give you 5 minutes anytime you want to call in. Thanks again.
Awesome.
That's Josh Stommel, Stomel, resumebucket.com. Stick around, everybody, for the after show if you're interested. Jerry, it's all yours.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Who's
what
here?
Up?
Hey, Carl.
Did
hey,
Josh
what's
say?
Up, Jerry?
Did Josh say?
I don't know.
Andy.
Right. Andy.
Did Josh say after
Andy,
that whipping we gave him?
Birthday boy.
Yeah. Holly told me that yesterday was your birthday, Andy, and I didn't even know that, and I'm surprised that she did. But
I didn't know that either. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you?
42.
Yeah, nice. How much money do you make?
A mere child.
I remember 42.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, you guys, I got a question. What do you think of the government stepping into all this?
They are always stepping into it, aren't they?
Show, Janice.
I'm sorry?
Hey, aren't they, Aren't they always stepping into it?
I just want everybody to go to recovery.gov and look up Congressional District 00 in Georgia. They spent $2 million for zero jobs, so that's your government at work.
Okay, check this out. So I'm trying to sign up for my Ohio Means Jobs account,
mm-hmm.
And this is – tell me how cool the government is here. Your password has to contain at least 8 characters, but one has to be – a numeric, and another has to be a non-alpha numeric.
Oh, God. Which like a backslash or an underscore. Or
yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Just put a dollar sign, Jerry.
Good call, baby.
Ooh, sounds like Atlas Shrugged. Let's do it.
I wonder if it worked if you did Palin underscore 2012.
That's my password.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Sorry.
That was funny.
I like it. I like it.
Still not working. Dang.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Come in,
is
caller.
Is on?
Yeah, it's on.
I think it, but my comment on that is I think it's sweet that Monster is willing to take some government money. I think it's awesome.
Sweet. It's very sweet. How sweet of
them,
right?
It's good that they found a way to do that. So.
I'm trying to sign on.
Yeah, I'm thinking about starting up a job board so I can do that.
Well, I mean, you know, employers no longer have to pay those big
bucks. Hey, if you have a job
board,
call me.
Employers no longer have to pay those big bucks anymore. Recruiters don't know about them, but, at job search coach was all I could do to stifle him sitting there last night. It's like we're paying taxpayer money for what?
Each
so
time
that businesses can get free access to Monster, so it's paid for by me and you.
Amen.
That's what we're doing.
Yep.
I think that's great.
Each time I post a job on Michigan's unemployment page, it's mishworks.org, each time it asks, was this a job saved or created through the Recovery Act.
Wow.
And the choices are only yes or no, and I wish there was a third choice. But,
well, I'm not
sure
if you have to pay or not, but the employers directly do not. In other words, they have access to all the resumes now directly through the government.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
filling out my Ohio Means Jobs registration right now.
So are you, Janice.
Private.
You're paying for it, too.
Don't tell me. I know.
You do pay taxes, right?
When I have to, yeah. But that tall blonde boy was really, I mean, he was cool, but we're sitting there going, wait a minute. Who are we concerned? Because we're a customized shop, okay? Our people aren't going to get what they need from the government. But what about the staffing people, okay? Is that going to cut the staffing people out? I mean, we were not pleased. We were not pleased.
I'm not sure what the topic is here. What is it?
I got a question going back to what Josh was talking about in Resume Bucket and the feedback. And I posted this on Twitter hoping that I might get some time with Animal. It's Rayanne.
Oh, I didn't recognize you.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's funny.
Rayanne, you should tell your website. I mean, it's pretty late in the game. I should have given you the opportunity before, but go ahead. Please.
Which website?
Well, are you working for somebody, or is it your Twitter you'd like to say?
I have a lot of websites, broadbean.com.
Okay. So. I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you know, I asked the guy for an elevator speech. You should have, you know, when I say, Rayanne, how can people find you? You should have something at the
you know what?
Drop
all
of
you
a
have
hat.
To do is Google Rayanne Thorne. Oh. You can find me. It's pretty easy.
Okay, fine. Sorry, Jerry. You go ahead. Talk to Rayanne.
Gotta run, guys. Later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Janice.
Okay, so... this whole feedback issue raises a few concerns for me in that when you're providing feedback online in an open forum, isn't there a risk to the employer that an individual may see that feedback and decide, oh, so you didn't hire me because of this, and claim some type of discrimination?
Absolutely.
And,
that's why
of
I
course.
Said liability.
Completely.
I think
the first thing that came out of my mouth, nobody's going to do that. It's insane.
I think he was just saying that. You know, I mean, he was – you know how it is on the Animal Show. I mean, you just get grilled. And he was just
well,
trying to come
yeah,
up with
he got grilled, but here's the reality of it. Look, I love entrepreneurs. I love anybody that tries to make money. I'm going to applaud him for his efforts. However, He's a Me Too that doesn't have enough product differentiation. There's no market advantage there. He's free now. That's the only reason somebody had signed up. I just sent Animal and Jerry a tweet with a pretty wide search that I did for a common name. Manager, 20,000 miles in radius of my zip code. I got 13,000.
Okay. But, hey, the guy, you know, the guy's just starting out, okay?
Well, I understand,
you know,
but here's,
I mean,
the
fear.
Yeah,
but
you've got to not have so much anger. My God.
Yeah, well, exactly. You've got to be willing to be quiet and take some criticism and instead of being so defensive.
Bit defensive.
You've got to say, oh, you know what? That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
I think people need to be a little more strategic when they have their buddies call in.
Yeah.
To say that they're a user.
Yeah.
Was great.
That was all right.
I love that.
It was awesome.
It was pretty cool.
That was one of the funniest parts of the whole show.
Oh, was it funny?
I thought it was
kind of sad.
I got serious entertainment out of it.
Yeah, kind of like when you watch a tragic movie.
You know, you guys are really hard sometimes.
Well, so let's give
hey,
the show a grade.
Hey, you think we're hard? Try and face an angry customer. I mean,
well, we've all dealt with angry customers.
Right. Well, we're not even customers. He better learn how to be a little bit more diplomatic.
Who made the point of if you get one placement, it justifies the fee?
It was Julia.
Julia asked about that.
Was it Julia? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that should have been expounded upon a little bit, because with only 13,000 resumes on here with manager in the title, do you think that this might be just maybe a subset of what's on Monster? And why would I pay anything, even a dollar, to search, to split up my time, to duplicate my efforts, and just to have a subset of how many resumes are on Monster now? 15 million or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
At some point, don't
Andy,
you just
what
you assume
Andy,
that,
what did you tweet? Andy tweeted something funny about the
I said
focus
at
group.
Some point, at some point, guests on the Animal Show realize they're in the middle of the focus group they should have had.
That's very good.
That is good.
Well, guys,
that is good.
Hey, just real quick while I'm thinking about it. Let's give the show a grade.
Oh.
From 1 to 10. So let's do the guest and the product, and then we'll do the show. You know, the overall show, what do you like to know. So what do you think of the guest and the product? Just give me a number, 1 to 10, everybody, and I'll just write them all down.
4.
I give the guest a 4.
10
yeah.
being the best, 1 being the lowest, or is that what you mean?
Are you serious? You need a definition of a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay, so if
some people use it the other way, they invert it. I'm just
those
no,
people need punched
on,
in the face.
This is golf, man. It's not golf.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got 2 4s. Carl?
What, for the guest?
Yeah.
I don't know. He had balls, so, you know.
He was angry.
I give him a 5.
Okay, balls. I thought you were going to say 2 with balls, 2.
I'm going to give him a 5, but since I was only in on half the show, he gets half that, so 2.5 for me.
No, that's a 5.
No. No, I only heard half of it, and I didn't like that half, so.
2.5. Okay. Round numbers, please.
5.
I'll round up. 3.
Jerry can add fractions.
That's a decimal, not a fraction.
Okay. Hey.
Wait a minute. A decimal is a special fraction.
Hey guys, I need the rest
it's
of your numbers for the guest and the
of 10 in the denominator.
Hey, I'm trying to get some real metrics here. You mind? Give me your evaluation of the guest. Let's just do this quick, okay?
Okay, I round up to 3.
Okay. Next person.
Maureen.
So mostly 4s, and a 5 and a 3. So those cancel out. So the guest gets a 4. How about his product?
1.
2.
There's a lot of things that you could grade the product on, you know.
Higher.
Just overall.
His selling point was nobody's doing this. Come on. Come on, really? We have Broadbean. We have 1,500 plus job.
This is what happens when homeschoolers go entrepreneurs. What happens?
Have you given me your score on his product, please?
Hey, I do have a question though. How old do you think that guy was?
12.
No, he's.
I didn't say how old did he act.
31.
If he's over 30, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
31.
So he, which gen is he?
Why?
I don't know, Z?
Why?
He's Gen Y,
why?
Right?
Why? Yeah.
Have you guys given me the score on his product, please?
Yeah.
Let's just get
Gen Y.
I've got a
score.
One and a two.
One. Two. Graziano, one. One.
Two. One.
Okay, so the product does end up getting a 1.5. Results can be fractions, even though that's a... Okay.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
He seems to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, everybody, because I know you will, he seems to be a product of that whole generation of recruiters that have been doing it for the last 6 to 8 years that sit back and wait for something to happen rather than go out and make it happen.
He's been a recruiter for 2 years. Come on.
You said six and a half. That's the part of the show you
missed.
I missed that. See, that's why he only gets a 2.5.
That guy was a recruiter?
Last grade here, the show overall. Overall show score.
Oh, the show gets a 9. It was fun.
Oh, it was, yeah, I'd say, yeah, 9, I agree.
I have to give it an 11 because...
Because you saw Spinal Tap last night.
Yeah, exactly.
One round.
because it goes 10. That high.
Because it's more than 10.
It was just one more than 10, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that was the playground. I'm going to go 9. That was the playground after school right there, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah, but are we talking?
I'm going to give it a 7 because...
I did not take his lunch money, guys. I did not take his lunch money.
I'm going to give it a 7. There was too many people talking over each other, and I wasn't quite sure what the discussion was several times.
Well, is that the moderator?
I was judging on rabidity.
Yeah, or is that rabidity? Just our big mouse?
Yes. It was pretty rabid.
Yeah.
Happy to participate where I can, guys.
The show gets an 8.8.
Okay. By the way, it was more Ronin than Rogue.
Yeah. It was pretty rogue, though.
But I think the guest needs to get a few more points for that, though. I mean, he took a direct frontal assault.
I gave him the highest score of anybody.
He took a beating.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he really
deserved
did.
A beating.
As the guest, I mean, he handled it. And when in doubt, he just made shit up. Oops.
Hey, wait, you know what? You know what he didn't do?
Sorry about that.
He didn't just hang up. Like it's happened in the past, recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. He didn't hang up. See,
should we revisit the guest?
No, because I
gave him a
5.
That was the highest score of anybody, Jerry.
I gave him a 5.
Yeah, which was squarely poor.
Well, he was poor. I mean, seriously. He's a CEO. He's a CEO, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so am I.
He's got to learn how to talk to people without being defensive, even when he's getting drilled.
Well, and part of listening is actually hearing what's being said. And,
right.
Oh, you're so profound.
Gosh, thanks.
Part of
who's that talking? Who's that talking? Who's
and by
talking?
The way, Rayanne, you have a lovely voice.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Get a room.
You're welcome.
No kidding. Wow.
So we can all just call Rayanne.
That was rude. I would like to apologize. Carl, I'm sorry about that.
Wait, who was that? Who was that talking?
That's funny. You're funny, Andy.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Hey, Carl, if you had verbal summer, you could just tape it and let's do it all day long.
And I'm gonna actually use Jerry's product to try and get a date. So.
Are you really?
Hey, you guys know Vera Bradley?
Okay, my email is Carl. Oh, I'm sorry.
Jerry, I would like a. Could I create an account with Verbal Summary, please?
Yeah, you sure can. I was going to say, you guys know Vera Bradley, right? Do you know who Vera Bradley is?
No.
Yeah.
Come on, ladies.
Overpriced bags, what?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah.
Their HR department loves Verbal Summary. And they didn't even know it was my product. Another recruiter's using it over there. They love it.
That's awesome.
Do you have a weekend? Do you have a weekend Bear Bradley bag? Do you have one?
Yes. And I hate it when we run out of room in my men's warehouse bag that I then have to use that thing. It's embarrassing.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. I know.
Hey, so I'm thinking we need to have like a branch off of Verbal Summary called verbalmatch.com.
Yeah, maybe. You can just go on for hours about what
you're looking
for.
You know what we probably shouldn't call it? It's oralmatch.com.
Oh, my. I'm moderating this, and that's gone as far as that's going.
Hey, look them up. They mean the same thing, okay?
Yeah, but the connotation is very different.
Yeah, let's...
Hey, words
you know,
only have
you know
the meaning you give
here.
Them, right? Come on, words only have the meaning you give them, right?
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm uncomfortable right now.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Okay, anything else, anybody? We've been pretty efficient. We've got a complete three-tiered... evaluation of
you got your metrics going
show.
There.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
very scientific.
Let me ask you, who here is going to jump on board and start using Resume Bucket?
I already have. I already did. I mean, why wouldn't I? I've got jobs all over the place. I'll certainly check it out. I mean, it's free.
If it's free to the recruiter, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm all over it. But when I did the search for Java within 3,000 miles of me,
uh-huh.
and there's 284 people,
uh-huh.
I mean, that tells me that nobody's on here yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mostly international talent.
It's
why didn't you call me back? Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you? your number is everywhere, and you never call me.
That's not
Andy, you forgot the preface to that sentence.
Who was that talking? Who was that? I don't know.
I saw that you saw opened my resume on Resume Bucket, and you did not call me. So I'm very pleased to ask you why you haven't called me now.
People, there's a difference between feedback and discussion and pure mockery. I won't be a party to it. I'm sorry.
This is the after show mockery.
Well,
you could just listen, Jerry.
You need to have the after show if you really want to get into that kind of stuff.
If I leave tomorrow, I'll be there 2 days before.
I can't be a party to this.
I got to tell you, I don't want to butt in, but Jerry's right. I mean, remember what I said about the show? It's a little politically correct, okay? This is wrong.
Hey. All right.
Oh,
we're having fun.
I'm sorry.
Hey, who's the guest next week?
Can't remember.
The turkey that's going to be eaten on Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving Eve.
No, we're not having a show.
Oh, next week I'm canceling. Yeah, no show on Thanksgiving.
No show.
No, it's not Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. We're all here Wednesday.
Everybody told me there was not going to be anybody here Wednesday. It's stupid to have a show. They're all on the road going home. I mean, it's not Thanksgiving here. We have ours already.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'll be on the road, but I'll be in Vegas. I'll call you guys from the casino.
Well, wait a minute now.
You're going to Vegas?
Are you
going to
be sending your resume from on the road, too?
Yeah, I am going to be doing that, and I'm going to be using Verbal Summary, trust me.
Nice.
There's going to be line up outside of the win. I'm here to apply for the job with Ray Ann Thorne.
You know, that reminds me of doing a shot in my win glass this weekend.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Got one of the tall ones with the sparklies on it.
Well, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be checking out the win, going to the Pagao table.
Oh, my God. You don't play Pagao.
I love Pagao. Free
drink.
Oh,
my
20.
God. Hey, can you do me a favor? If I give you an account number, can you just wire it straight to my account and I'll send you fake chips?
Absolutely.
I learned real quick that I am not a gambler out there.
Hey, Jerry, do you have a hard example of Verbal Summary? Like I could just walk around and walk up to a guy at a bar and he could push the button. And
you know,
No.
What's anything else happening?
Yeah.
Very funny. Yes, I do, though, by the
really?
Way. Really? Yeah.
Can you FedEx that to me, please?
Yeah, I need your credit card number. So
what
no
about?
Show next week. That's a bummer.
No, there's a show.
Animal just said that there wasn't. We need to get a guest.
Hey, Jerry, you be the guest.
No.
Talk about verbal summary.
Nah.
You need to promote the heck out of this product.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm just calling people now.
So why aren't you promoting it on the Animal Show? I mean, you've got some Yahoo that calls in on Resume Bucket that isn't even potty trained yet, and you won't.
Well, I did a while back, and Animal just grilled me, and I'm afraid that he would think that he has to do that again. I don't want it.
Well, that's his purpose, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't need it.
Only this time you're going to get grilled from
you wouldn't
a lot
hang
more
up,
people.
Would you? Yeah, you wouldn't hang up, would you?
No, I wouldn't hang up. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So?
No way.
You'd be on the survivor list.
Oh, yeah, true.
And
you're not going to be standing out in a field with a gun somewhere, are you?
I'm sitting in my office with a gun right now. I'm just waiting. If any deer that and they come by in the middle of the day thinking that they're safe, nobody's out.
Is it black powder season where you are?
Yeah, it's both. It's
fall
just gun
black
season.
Powder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gun season already?
Yeah.
Just black muzzle loading.
Hey, well.
No shotgun and muzzle loader.
Hey, aren't you from New Jersey? It's always gun season, right?
No, Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rhode Island. I just have 40 acres of land and somebody hunts on it. I don't, but somebody else does. A friend of mine hunts on it. He just bagged an 8-point buck last week.
Tasty.
Hey, that's
yeah,
great eating,
I had,
right?
Yeah, I had jerky of it from it yesterday. It was great. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, well, I feel like we've kind of hit the brakes here.
So are we going back to regular profile pics, avatars on TweetDeck or Twitter?
I'm done.
The sock puppets. Hello.
That was just yesterday.
Oh, okay. Was that in honor of Andy's birthday?
We need to do something today since yesterday was his birthday and we didn't even know.
No, he was making fun of Animal, I think.
I was making fun of Animal for critiquing everybody's picture.
I know.
Right.
And Animal won't even put his picture out. So.
Right.
What is it with these hand puppets and sock puppets all of a sudden? Am I missing something?
Yeah, it was... You just missed something like 2 seconds ago when we talked about what it was all about.
I'm sorry. I had a senior freaking moment.
Yeah, no. Jerry was making fun of Animal because Animal was making fun of everybody else's profile pics.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly.
And Animal has the Howdy Doody head up there.
Yeah.
Jerry Mahoney, yeah. I think.
I got seven or eight people to change over to a puppet picture yesterday.
See
which is,
how impactful you are?
Oh, it was huge. I made millions on that. Millions.
Yeah, Animal, you were supposed to answer that question for me.
I didn't agree with you that you said. In fact, I wanted to talk about it on the show. Maybe we should save it for another show and have a fight about
Twitter.
Hey,
let's do that next week. Let's do it
next
week.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah. Another show about Twitter?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh,
we'll see. My. Next show, though, we'll argue about that.
Are you having a show next Wednesday or not?
Right now I had no plans because you guys are having your big Thanksgiving holiday. And
Thursday.
Apparently, but the people are going to do piss all on Wednesday, right? The day before a holiday, Wednesday afternoon?
The phrase is piss all, Animal.
What is it? Okay,
you
but I can't say that. I can't say that here.
Well, don't half-ass a phrase.
This is weak. They're not going to be working very hard on Wednesday afternoon. Lots of them will be on their way home, right? So they can be there for whenever.
It's the morning here.
Some of us were.
Yeah, you know what? I think most of our listeners are on the East Coast.
Oh, that's just sad.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Well, maybe
there's
it
nothing
is.
Sad about the East Coast.
No, I mean I meant that the opposite. There are not more listeners on the West Coast.
Yeah, well, maybe the reason is because it's 9 a.m. where you are, right?
And it's 82 degrees. And I can see the
Great.
Ocean from my office.
Wow, that's nice. You can see the ocean from where?
From my office.
Really?
Yep.
Is anybody surfing?
I'm looking at it right now.
Is that the one rogue? I can see Russia from my office.
Isn't that Palin?
Yeah,
by the way,
it's called. That's where it comes from. Her book is called Going Rogue.
by the way.
We all know where it came, and we all know what happened to her.
Andrew, Andy's comment about Palin password was hilarious. Thank you. That was very funny.
You kind of look like her a little bit.
I've actually been stopped and told that.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. I don't think so.
That's quite a comment.
It could be worse. You could have looked like McCain.
I've actually been stopped and told that before.
I would take that as a sincere and high compliment.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. When she announced her candidacy, I had been up until that point, I had been told I looked like Tina Fey a bit, especially when my hair is up and I have my glasses on. And then all of a sudden it got turned, and my brother called me and said, you just watch the next SNL. Tina Fey's going to be making fun of Sarah Palin. And sure enough.
Yeah, did you look more like Tina Fey?
No, I don't look like either one of them. It's just
well, now that you mention it, you do look a bit like Tina Fey.
Really?
Now that you mention it, I didn't think of it before.
Well, if you look like Sarah Palin, then you can look like Tina Fey, right?
Well, I wouldn't pick the Sarah Palin, but she looks a bit like Tina Fey.
Oh.
Was that Albright or was that Gregory?
That was me. I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, I've got some clients that think that I'm recruiting people for them right now based on phone calls we had yesterday and today. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I love all you people. Except
Gary, you
one.
Just work
There's
too
one
hard.
That's
you
one.
Know that? You just work too hard. You really should, like, step out into a field.
No, I love it.
I hate that music. It's so sad.
It is sad. Well, everyone, goodbye, and let's have a show next week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.